You're listening to the Public Daily Briefing by Atlas News.
Today is May 1st, 2024. Intelligence cutoff is 0100 hours. Brief length is 6 minutes. Let's get started. Starting off in South America, where significant political and economic reforms are stirring up both hope and controversy in Argentina. The lower house of Congress has approved a sweeping reform bill aimed at revitalizing the nation's economy. Spearheaded by libertarian economist turned president, Javier Milei, these reforms mark a bold attempt to shake up Argentina's economic landscape. The bill covers a range of issues, from tax reforms to privatization measures. For example, single workers earning above a certain threshold will now face income tax, while companies will see changes to labor laws, including longer trial periods for new employees. And let's not forget the privatization of key state-owned enterprises like Aerolíneas Argentinas and Enarsa. But the road to passing this bill hasn't been smooth. Originally dubbed the Omnibus Bill, it faced significant opposition and underwent extensive negotiations before finally getting the green light. Even then, the bill's passage wasn't without drama, with last-minute amendments and a lengthy 24-hour debate. Critics argue that these reforms undermine hard-won labor rights and could exacerbate inequality. Unions have already voiced their opposition, staging strikes and protests across the country. And it's not just domestic criticism Milei is facing. His bold economic agenda has also raised eyebrows internationally, with some accusing him of prioritizing economic growth over social welfare. But Milei remains undeterred, pushing ahead with his so-called chainsaw plan to slash government spending and stimulate economic growth. His confrontational style has ruffled feathers, with tensions running high between him and various political and social figures, both at home and abroad. One particularly contentious relationship is with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, whom Milei has branded a communist and totalitarian. Despite attempts to initiate dialogue, tensions persist, casting a shadow over the economic ties between Argentina and Brazil. Moving on to the Pacific, where we have an update regarding the struggle for the Scarborough Shoal between the Philippines and China. Tensions flared near Scarborough Shoal when several China Coast Guard and maritime militia vessels intercepted Philippine Coast Guard and Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources ships. The Philippine vessels were on a mission to distribute food and fuel to local fishermen in the area. The incident quickly escalated as Chinese vessels blocked the path of the Philippine ships and began spraying them with water cannons. At one point, a Chinese vessel attempted to ram the Filipino ship, causing damage to its hull and onboard systems. China swiftly responded to the incident, releasing statements accusing the Philippines of intruding into Chinese waters and violating its sovereignty. The Chinese Coast Guard defended its actions as lawful enforcement measures. This incident is not isolated, but rather part of a bro. Pattern of maritime tensions in the South China Sea. China's assertive actions in the region, including the construction of artificial islands and military installations, have raised concerns among its neighbors and the international community. One key aspect of this incident is its timing. It comes ahead of a planned civilian mission by the Philippines to Scarborough Shoal in May. China likely sees this mission as a provocation and sought to deter the Philippines by displaying its military strength. Furthermore, China's aggressive tactics, such as water cannons and ramming, signal its willingness to use force to assert its claims in the South China Sea. By damaging Philippine vessels, China aims to undermine the Philippines' ability to patrol the area effectively. Ending with a story for both Africa and the Middle East, where Zimbabwe and Iran are working to, quote, nullify sanctions emplaced on both nations. In a high-level meeting between Iranian and Zimbabwean officials, including Iranian Defense Minister Mohammad Reza Ashtiani and Zimbabwean Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, discussions centered around nullifying the sanctions imposed on both nations. This meeting followed the closing of the Second International Conference of Iran and Africa, which aimed to foster economic cooperation between the two regions. Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi has expressed a desire for a tenfold increase in bilateral trade with Africa, emphasizing the removal of obstacles to Iranian-African relations. Zimbabwe, Facing its own set of sanctions, sees Iran as a model for economic development despite external pressures. Chiwenga praised Iran's resilience in the face of sanctions and highlighted the potential for mutually beneficial cooperation between the two countries. Despite sanctions from the US and other Western powers, Iran and Zimbabwe are committed to deepening their economic and political ties. However, challenges remain as both countries navigate the complexities of international sanctions. The US has targeted individuals and entities in both Iran and Zimbabwe, seeking to disrupt their economic activities. Despite these obstacles, Iran and Zimbabwe have signed numerous memoranda of understanding and expressed interest in collaborating in sectors such as agriculture, energy, and technology. Iran's interest in Zimbabwe's natural resources, including gold and lithium, further underscores the potential for economic cooperation between the two nations. As Iran seeks to expand its influence in Africa, and Zimbabwe looks to diversify its economic partnerships, the future of their relationship remains uncertain. However, both countries remain determined to defy external pressures and pursue their shared interests. And that's all we have for you today. We'll see you tomorrow.